Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. I am going to get juiced up over the next six individual episodes because I'm going to dive deep into what I speak about a ton in different groups, organizations, companies, nonprofits, which is this average to savage blueprint. And there are six laws, in my opinion, of becoming that savage. And we're going to go through one by one over the next six individual episodes, every other week, a different law. Starting with, I want to say my favorite, but honestly, they're all so powerful that I love them all. My favorite is the one I'm currently talking about. This one may be the most difficult, though, especially getting started. And I'll share my struggles with you on why it took me so long to figure this out. But the savage law number one is supreme accountability. Supreme accountability. And I put that word supreme in front of it because I think it needs to be a little more intense than just accountability. You need to absolutely own who you are right in this very moment. Because if you don't know and you're not honest with yourself right here, right now, you cannot grow because you don't know where your starting point is. For me, October 2011 was one of my rock bottoms for sure. It was the moment where I fully became aware that I am an alcoholic and I have a big problem. Up until that point, there was no accountability. None. I didn't think I had a problem. I blamed other people. I didn't worry about it. And now this morning, October 2011, Sunday morning, 6:30 a.m., I wake up on the floor of my living room in the house that I owned in the South Side. Head is pounding. I feel horrible. I stagger my way up the stairs into the bathroom, looked at myself in the mirror, and it was one of those looks where I just stared at myself for another 5 or 10 seconds. And for the first time ever, I hated who was looking back. Still hard for me to say that, but it's true. I'm looking at myself 50 plus pounds overweight, empty inside, no confidence, just hollow. Nothing really going for me, nothing that I was proud of that I had done. And I was a full-blown alcoholic. And I blamed everybody else up until that point. This is where the shift happened. I blamed God. I blamed my family. I blamed my friends. Well, guess what? I chose my friends. I get to choose who I'm spending time with. I pointed the finger at everybody else. And in that moment, that morning, for whatever reason, I realized, oh my goodness, there's only one person responsible for all of the actions that I'm taking, and that's me. Now it's time to face myself. I think this is the toughest one to deal with because you have to come face to face with who you truly are. But this triggers all of the change. If you can get deep and honest with who and where you are in your life, deeply honest, that's when shifts can really start happening. Who are you right now? Are you overweight? Are you lazy? Are you uneducated? Own it now in order to change it. I stood there and looked at myself in the mirror and said, Matthew, you are an alcoholic. This is your doing. You can change it. That was the best thing I had heard come out of my mouth or my mind in a decade. It was empowering to just, okay, now I'm owning this. That's step one. Own it. This is who I am. Now I can make the progression forward and I can change it. My birthday weekend, 2021. My wife and I sat down to dinner. And she looked me dead in the eye after 5+ years of marriage and said, this is hard to say too. I don't love you anymore. I want a divorce. Toughest thing I've probably ever heard somebody say to me. Thank goodness a couple weeks later, I had an Ironman triathlon I was training for. And as I thought, as the weeks progressed, I thought about that person that looked in the mirror as an alcoholic. And I'm so blessed that that situation happened because it helped me get through divorce. I looked at myself and said, okay, she wants a divorce. Does that suck? Yes, but now I have to own it. I'm getting a divorce. Period. Supreme accountability. I'm going through a divorce. Now, the other key that really helped me was this, and I did this with the alcoholism too, but I reframed the divorce, which really helped me. I started talking to some people who had gone through divorces before, and I'll never forget, one guy was like 13 years divorced and said every holiday is still painful. He said a lot of moments of his day are still painful 13 years later. And I realized, I don't want that. I absolutely don't want that. His mindset was, his wife left me out to dry, left me with horrible, difficult feelings. And that was the story he told himself for 13 years. I'm so blessed to have him in my life too, because I knew what I did not want. I didn't want to say, my wife left me out to dry and now my life is destroyed. Forget that. This is an opportunity for growth. Instead, this is what I said from the very get-go. I told one of my best friends this. It was no more than a week or two after she asked me for the divorce. I reframed it as this. She set me free. She set me free. And you may think, what are you talking about with that? I'll tell you this. Over the last, it's been 2.5 years plus, there'd be no Savage Adventure Camp without divorce. I would have never done it. I would have never met those people. There would be no powerful podcast episodes without that divorce. I would have stopped it. I was actually on the edge of slowing it down at that point. There would be no motivational speaking because I would have never had the time to write the speeches to get into this world much more. Think about, I can't help but, and I mean this in a non-ego way, I've been blessed to help and inspire and impact a lot of people. If it were not for the divorce, I would not have been able to inspire those people. It's a fact. She set me free. How can you reframe those setbacks? Take supreme accountability for them. Listen, I know I did my fair share in making that divorce happen. I'm sure that I did. But it happened. There was no going back at that point. Now let's take accountability. Okay, boom. Now what? Now let's shift. Now let's change the story, or what is the story I want to have? This is the most empowering story I could ever have set up. And it has worked to just the most incredible way. And I wish her well wherever she is. I'm also blessed that she asked me for this divorce. Jeez, did it create so much opportunity. I didn't see it in the very moment, but you start to see it if you believe that she set me free. If you're going through a breakup, if you're going through a divorce, absolutely please use this. He or she set you free. In closing with this episode, savages are accountable. They are accountable. Savages do not complain. They don't say constantly, You don't blame other people because that gives other people all the power. If I said my friends are the reason that I still drink, I'm blaming them. They have all the power. That means if they keep drinking, I have to keep drinking. I could blame my ex-wife on the divorce. That gives her all the power. That leaves me stuck. Why would I want to do that? Blaming gives the power to the other person. Taking the blame, taking the accountability, supreme accountability, gives you all the power, which means you can make the change in your life. You own it. You have the power to shift. You have the power to change. But you have to start with supreme accountability, no matter where you are. If it's life, if it's health, if it's finances, if it's business, if it's faith, it doesn't matter. Supreme accountability is law and step number one, going from average to savage in your life. Whew, sorry, this is hard hitting. I know we're getting a little deep, but I love it. I hope this added value to you. We're going to knock out these next six laws, well, next five, six total, over the next 12 weeks as we do one every other week in between the interview episodes. I can't wait. I'm fired up. I'm going to keep bringing it. I hope you have the best week of your life. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.